Welcome to DSL, Date, Sex, and Love, a podcast on provocative topics on love, sex, and dating. This week, I and my guest will be talking about unpopular opinions in relationships, what's in and what's not on sex, plus juicy and hilarious dating scenarios we can totally relate to and learn from. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the DSL podcast with me, AJ. How are you? Hope you're good. And I'm very, very excited for today's episode. Why? Because I have a very special guest with me. Now, this guest is someone that I usually talk about. I talk about him in one of my past episodes. You know, I'm giving you hints. And now he's finally here, live and direct. A very good friend of mine, my bestie. My partner, my love. He's not even smiling. Like, I'm sorry. The one and only Shehu Ayodele. Yeah.
What's Hi. Up? Good morning. Good I was still not to put any embellishments good in evening. My greeting.
You can.
So I just say good morning.
I've said it for you.
Thank you for saying it.
Yeah, so Shehu is in the studio with me. And for those who know Shehu, yay, I'm very sure you're excited. And for those who don't know Shehu, well, he is my husband. Hi.
Hello.
And we're here together doing this. And today's episode, no, it's not about sex. Get your mind off the gutter. Today, we're going to be talking about something that is very, very quite personal to some people, but is a topic that has really circulated around our African culture. Does age matter in relationship? Now, I know Aaliyah said, age ain't nothing but a number. But for some people, age is actually a very, very, very big number. They are not comfortable dating someone 5 years older.
Even 1 month older.
Or 1 month older. Or 1 year older. Like, I know a friend, she's not comfortable dating someone 1 year older. Her target was 5 years and above. So if you're 1 year, 2 year, nah, she's not into it. You gotta be older. Yeah, I know you say, probably she has daddy issues. But yeah, that's for her. And there are some guys who are very comfortable dating older women. For them, they say older women have less palaver. They are mature. They don't stress my life. They are not like the girls that say, hi, baby, what's up? Have you scented? I need a bone straight wig. They can handle it themselves. No, respect to you, girls. Of course, we have to have that bone straight wig this holiday. You know, we have to rock it. Yeah, so yeah, go get it. But anyways, that's for some guys. So, Shehu, how about you? Do you? Okay, when you were single, before you met me, were you ever comfortable dating an older woman?
I was not.
Why?
Maybe due to some reasons.
And yeah.
Okay, so if I'm to just talk on the age is nothing but a number, fine. But I'm just not comfortable dating someone that is older than me.
Why?
So now I would just say different reasons. Number one, your excuse of the older ladies are more matured, and the younger ladies are more asking for things, material things from you.
You're like childish sometimes.
The truth is, even older ladies sometimes behave like that. It depends on who they are with. I think the older ladies tend to behave like that because they know the guy that they're dating or they're married to is younger than them. So that's why they're trying to behave
mature.
Let that same lady be with a guy
who is her age
older than her. You see her behaving like the younger person that you are seeing is behaving childish.
Well, not all the time, though.
Not all the time. My point is, every lady, irrespective of their age, we still behave the way they're supposed to behave.
Childish or mature?
Childish or matured.
Okay.
They will still behave. The 18-year-old that you are seeing is childish. Go to another settings and they will tell you that 18-year-old is a matured lady. Is behaving in a matured way.
Okay.
But me, why I don't like older ladies is because when I was small, someone was told me that Sheon, irrespective of whatever happens between you and if you peradventure marry an older lady,
okay,
a day is going to come, she's going to look at you and say, I'm not your mate.
Mm.
And she's so going to look stuck at you in the face and say, guy, come here. Do you know how old I am? I'm not your I'm not your mate.
Mm.
Then also, another thing, some people might say, oh, you are being petty, but the truth is, another thing why me, I don't date older women is, now, in biology, if I can remember,
okay,
ladies age older than men.
Okay.
So if I date someone that's younger than me, by the time we are in our old age,
she won't catch up.
She will catch up and we'll be age mates. Okay. So to say.
Okay.
But someone that's older than me, by the time we get older, she's even way older than me again.
Okay, so let's talk about this biological clock here. I've heard, I'm not sure if there's a research that backed this up, but I've heard that there are women that have a peak age for sex, like when they're within the age of, I think, 25 to 40, that's your peak age. Then after that, they're not interested. But for men, the peak age for the sex is go when they're in their 40s to 55 or 60 somewhere. So by the time you date or someone dates an older woman, she would have passed her, you know, sexual prime, if I may say. And then the guy is just getting to his sexual prime and she cannot satisfy the constant urges of the guy. So probably the guy will have to look somewhere.
Actually, that's another way to look at it. But I don't know if that is proven or not.
We don't know if it's proven.
So now, another thing with older ladies is some people will say a man needs respect. Fine, every man needs respect. The respect can be...
But some other women are respectful.
Yes, they are respectful. Fine, because they are even matured, just like you said.
Yeah.
Though I don't agree with it, just like you said. They are even more matured, so they will tend to respect, mm-hmm. Okay, this is my husband, let me make my marriage work. But the thing is, that disrespect is still going to come one day.
Mm. Shut up when a woman is angry.
And mm-hmm. And the funniest thing is, if as a guy, if a younger lady says the same thing that an older lady says to you, the way you react will be different. Mm. The way you react will be different.
Okay, so if you were the one that an older lady annoyed you, how would you react?
I've never dated one before.
But how do you think you would react? I don't know.
I actually dated one time ago, but then another reason that even reminded me. Another reason is older ladies, they tend to, let's quickly get married. My clock is ticking away. Let's quickly get married. But okay, this older lady that I dated, we dated for like 3 months and she was already telling me, when are we going to do engagements? When are we going to do introduction? So the day I had to run away was when I was in the office one time on a Valentine. And I've never received my Valentine cake before till that day. Until that day. And when people bring Valentine cakes, God forgive me, I make fun of them. I make jest of them. And so they know me. So one day, they just called me, Sheon, somebody's waiting for you downstairs. I was saying, eh?
Uh-huh.
So as I went downstairs, I saw cake.
Yes.
Sent by this lady. Oh my God. That was the day I decided, Sheon, you have to tell her. You just have to tell her. No, this is getting too far.
You were a player.
You just have to tell her.
And then she was already getting serious. I was like, oh my God, now this is getting real.
So I just don't like older women. That's just maybe for some reasons that I've stated and maybe some other reasons. I'm just not comfortable with older women. Even if it's 1 month, I'm just not comfortable.
Okay.
I know there was a lady I was supposed to date then. I think she was 1 month older than me, or we're even the same year.
But you're not comfortable with it.
I never just give it a chance. I never even give it a trial.
So you are the guys that like to catch them young, right?
It's not my fault.
But meanwhile, there are some men who are absolutely comfortable, like I said earlier, to just date older women. You know, some would say maybe they have mommy issues. Maybe they do. But I have a friend who actually attracts the older women clan, if I may say. You know, he's not really it's not like as if the young girls don't come his way, but it's the older women that really that come his way and say, well, fair. Oh, I'm about to mention his name, so I'm not going to mention his name. Like, you're such a nice guy. I like talking to you. When you talk to me, you calm me down and, you know, all that. You don't stress me. You know, he has that aura of, I'll take care of you or massage you at night. But unfortunately, this older women that are so attracted to him don't go the long way. Why? Because of societal, you know, cultures. They're like, ah, I can't date you. You know, what will people say? People won't be comfortable.
Then in that case, it's either of two things.
Okay.
It's either the lady is way older than the guy.
Most times,
so
yeah.
Even if you see both of them together, you know, okay, is this the other sister or the aunt? So you easily know when you see both of them together. So it's the second reason where they might not even want to date the guy, because they will know the way they will even treat the guy.
Like a baby?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because they will know, this one that is this age, I will not respect this one. I'll be beating this one if she comes to my house. So they just, instead of me to just do like that, let me just walk away instead of me doing this. So okay. They too not doing it, meaning that they have their own personal reasons, which I'm not blaming them for. Mm. And some guys will tell you, oh, I'm okay with dating older women. But when they're actually dating older women, they will come and ask you,
how did you cope?
Do you think I should actually go with it? Do you think I should? Is a good idea? Why are they asking you? If they can actually date older women, they will not come and ask you, should I go ahead?
Mm.
Any guy that comes to ask you, this lady is older than me, should I? Meaning, he's already adding 1 + 1 together. He's already thinking of some things. Or maybe he has even seen some things for him to rethink his decision that, should I actually date older women or I should not? Okay. But if I'm okay with it, I will not come and ask you any question. I will just go ahead and do it.
True that.
Meanwhile, but you see most guys, they will still come and ask, this lady is older than me. Should I? Why are you asking me?
But there are some men that don't should I.
They don't should I. They just should.
And, you know, it brings me back to some of the, international, even right here in our own African setting of celebrities, whereby the woman was older and then the guy was younger and they got married. Some of them broke up based on this, you know, issues that we're saying that, she doesn't respect me, she treats me like a child, she doesn't realize that I am man enough. Meanwhile, some actually thrive, you know, they walk fine. They
okay.
Kids.
I was about to make a statement, but if I make that statement, I know they'll come for my head. So let me just share with that statement.
Why we want to do the but statement? No, we shall protect you.
No, I will make the statement off here. But the point I'm trying to make is, thank God that you said it. Most of the celebrities, not even celebrities, people that marry older women. In the end, you see, they fall out.
Yeah, they do.
They fall out. It's only few that we know. I don't want to mention their names. It's only few that will know that their marriages are working.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's someone that I know that you know.
Yes.
Okay, don't let me talk. Let me just stop it there.
Yeah, we both know someone.
Don't let me talk. Let me just say.
But they're working.
Yes, it's working.
Yes,
it's working.
There are some women that's quite insecure. They feel, because I'm older and my age will begin to tell, some of them start going for plastic surgeries, start buying aging creams. They don't want to age. They don't want the wrinkles to show, because they feel that the guy won't be comfortable showing her off to friends outside. Like, oh, no, Jim, we're going for a party. Like, oh, okay, let me follow you. Oh, no, just sit at home, take care of the kids. I'll just go on my own. And meanwhile, the guy don't dress like, shop, shop, nice shirts and everything. And she's adding 1 + 1, 2 + 2. And she's thinking, oh, is there a babe out there? And then she's running mad.
Okay, so yes. So now another thing that just occurred to me now is that now I will not say every lady is insecure or they are secured, but the truth is, if a guy that marries an older lady is talking or is close to a younger lady and they talk often, even if it's work related or they are just friends, there's an insecurity issue that might be affecting
the whisper,
the wife. Might, I'm not saying will, but might likely be affecting. Is it because I'm getting old?
Mm-hmm.
I need to brush up a little bit. Maybe they're now good for the plastic surgery.
I need to get slimming teeth.
Oh, is it? My husband is now talking to younger men, mm-hmm. younger women. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Am I no longer attractive to him? Things like that.
Yeah.
So why not just avoid all those issues and marry a younger woman?
Mm-hmm.
And just get on with your life.
Mm, so
fine, the insecurity will still be there.
That is still your expert advice.
It will still be. So the truth is, if you can avoid some things,
why just avoid it and move on? You just don't like wahala. So you just
avoid it and just move on.
Avoid the wahala. Don't even think of solutions for the wahala.
I don't have to be praying for, okay, God remove insecurity in our life. I can pray for Rolls Royce or Bentley. So please, let me just avoid the issue now and just move on with my life.
Okay, so let's turn the tables around. Let's bring it now to the women who prefer to date older men. Do you think such women have daddy issues?
Okay, now before you turn it around,
guys
who that date older women, because there are guys that date older women, yeah. We say they have mommy issues.
Yeah, maybe there. Some will say most of them come from single mothers. Most of them come from single mothers,
or they've been abused by their mommy's friends or aunties.
Yeah. You know, 50 Shades of Grey.
Exactly. So they are closer to those people and yeah. just enjoy them. So if you turn the table around too, not necessarily, I would not say yes for a lady in the sense that sometimes most ladies mm-hmm. want a guy to take care of them, to pamper them.
Yeah.
And they know the best people that can do it are the older guys.
Yes, so shout out to the older men.
When I say older men, I don't mean zaddies. I don't mean zaddies. Zaddies are another level entirely.
I'm not talking about that. Zaddies that are still in the market. Mm. We have to leave them too.
I'm talking about people that you get married to. So
people get married to zaddies too.
At the seventh or sixth or eighth or second wife. That's another topic. So, but the truth is, most ladies want to be pampered.
Yeah.
And who are the best people to pamper them?
Mm.
The older guys.
So, are you trying to tell me that guys that are age mates with the babe, they don't take care of the babe?
I'm not saying they don't. I said the people that they do the jobs better.
Okay. They do the job better.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
are you trying to say that the older men are better in every way, taking care of the woman, calling her, giving her sexual pampering? They are better than the young men? Is that what you're saying?
Now, that question that you just asked, I don't know how to answer it. But
No, don't worry, they will come for you.
No, the thing is, to everything in life, there are the up and downs.
Okay. Here comes the diplomatic answer.
If you are going for something,
okay.
In detriment for another thing, the mm-hmm. truth is, you have to let go of some things. You cannot get everything in a particular thing. You cannot.
Mm.
So if you know you are going for older men, you know there are some things they are actually letting go of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going for younger men,
mm-hmm.
there are some things you are letting go of. You cannot have everything.
Mm. Okay.
You cannot.
So I am amongst the class whereby I'm amongst the class of women that date older men. I've always told myself, even when I was young, that I'm not going to date my age mate. The day I tried to just, let me just give it a try. Today's my age mate. I dated the guy for only 1 week.
And why did you run away?
Because I thought he was experienced. So I just didn't. It was, how can we be in the same level? I know. I know that seems awkward, but yeah, that was how I felt. I didn't want someone that is, you know, I'm immature. I know I'm immature. So why should I go with someone that is immature? We're not going to grow like that. So I needed someone who is mature so that I could grow mature.
So we are on the same page that you cannot date someone that is younger than you.
Yeah, I can date someone that's younger than me. I eventually didn't date I was really one guy that I dated that was my age mate. And he doesn't even know the reason why. I just broke up with him. He was crying and all you see, he was crying after I broke up with him. That was another thing. I was like, nah, man.
The funniest thing was the lady that I even dated that was older than me. Funniest thing, the day I was about to like break up with her and tell her the plain truth, I told her that, babe, it's because you are older than me.
Wow.
But the truth is, up to today, she never believed that was the reason I broke up with her.
Yeah, because I know you. You're such a friendly guy. She and never believed. You're such a...
I still talk to her once in a while. But there was an... I don't want to give the full details.
Details. Okay.
There are some things that happened. Not with her.
Why don't you want to give the full details? We want to hear the full details. Okay.
So the truth is, her mom is maybe overprotective of her.
Okay.
And from the story I've heard, that she has even told me that her mom that normally chased guys,
the guys away from her.
So maybe that's why she's even not married at that age. So the day I even went to the house, and the mom saw me, I think the second time, the mom said she wanted to talk to me. So when she told me that, everybody in the house are coming to say, best of luck, best of luck. Me and I don't even send anybody.
So you're
before.
About to meet a Maleficent.
So after everything, she just asked me, what did I come to do in her house? I said, I came to see her daughter. She said, can't I talk to her daughter on the phone? I said, there are some things you can't say on the phone. You have to say it face to face.
Oh, shit.
She looked at me. She was asking me questions, I was answering. Asking me, I was answering. Funny thing is, before that day, she never smiled at me. She would just frown her face. And so after everything, she has finished asking her question.
Mm-hmm.
She now said, that's all. And I said, can I talk? She said, yes. I said, when you go for interview, after the interview, I've asked all their questions. They will not ask you, do you have any question? She now said, but it's not an interview. I said, no, but you are asking me questions. And he says, so I said, so you are supposed to ask me too if I have any question. She looked at me. Okay, do you have any questions? And I told her, no, I don't. No, and do you know funny thing? Funny thing. After that day, when I come to the house, she will smile at me.
Yeah,
and,
you've won
and
heart.
Everything. Mm-hmm. So, but
you have passed the test.
But the funny thing was, I still never married their
can
daughter.
You imagine?
So the girl still used to think it was because of her mom.
Okay.
I ran away.
No, no, that it's not just the age.
Her mom is just something by the side. She never
she
affected me
at
in
all.
Any way. So.
So, yeah.
It's just the age. I'm just not comfortable with the age.
Okay, so I guess the takeouts from this, I won't say takeouts from this, is that if you are matured enough to go along with the ups and downs of dating an older woman, now we're talking to the guys out there now, go ahead.
If you're comfortable.
If you're comfortable, go ahead. Then go all in. Marry her if you want to. But if you know that there's just some things you can't take, you of course you'll be seeing it in a relationship.
Especially guys that love respect.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys they carry respect on their head. Like
they adore,
they are okay.
Respect.
In traffic.
It's our African ego.
Some
up.
Guys love respect. So please, if you just love respect, just gently go for your younger lady.
Ladies. Mm-hmm.
Don't go for any older lady. Because they are the ones that will not handle. Do you know my age? So my age, meaning they are the ones that cannot handle it. So,
yeah, true.
But left to me, respect or no respect.
Respect is reciprocal.
Even if it's not reciprocal, I don't care. The truth is, me, I just live my life and live respect me. If we don't respect me, I'll. Fine,
yeah, still, nobody can threaten you.
It's part of life.
That's just one thing I don't like about you. I can say, oh. You know what? I'm not going to cook for you today. I'm like, yeah.
So
there is nothing I can literally say to this man that will make him go on his knees and beg me. Oh, please, nah. No way. I don't have it. Go. So, yeah. So if you're just comfortable with older women, fine. And for the women, if you're comfortable with dating older men, please
fine.
Don't think about society. All society see. If you find happiness with that person, no matter the age, go all in it. Full. But like he said, if you're the kind of person that can't take some things, you'd have noticed it in the relationship. So call it out right there and don't give somebody some unnecessary hope. Thank you so much, Sheo, for coming on the DSL podcast.
You're welcome.
My number one fan. I'm very make sure you come again. He's a very busy person, though. So please, it's not easy to get this guy. I've been begging him for months to come here. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'll pay you in full in the bedroom. Thank you for joining in the conversation today. Don't forget to download and share with friends, plus get notified when the next episode is out by subscribing on the Jamit FM app or jamitfm.com. You can also leave your comments using the hashtag DSL on any of our social media platforms at Jamit FM. Also leave a review on iTunes. Remember, all is fair in this game called love.